now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. Can you believe this summer so far? Oh, my gosh. Every day is just better than the next, and I love it. And we really can't complain because it's not too hot, not too cold. It's just the perfect kind of weather. I got a great show lined up today for you. Later, we're going to be talking to Pauline Duick about your outdoor spaces, how to rearrange them, how to make sure you enjoy them. I mean, we work all year, and we have this finite amount of time in the summer. Let's enjoy those outdoor spaces. Also, Michelle Sevigny from DogSafe is going to talk about if you see a dog in the car and maybe it's having a heat stroke, what you can do about that. Also, we're going to talk to Dr. Mark Lupin, who always comes on the show and gives us great advice. We're going to talk about Miradry. It helps with excess sweating. It's miraculous. Also, liposonics, how to do non-surgical body sculpting. Like we need it. No, I'm kidding. And starting off the show today, we're going to talk about a neat event going on right now. So we want you to head up to Uptown. Tracy Drake is joining us from Niche Magazine about a neat event and someone you may just know. How are you, Tracy?
Good morning, Patty. I'm great. How are you this morning?
I'm great. First of all, I wanted to thank you. I know your new magazine's out, the summer edition of Niche, and featuring Justin and Colin, who were on a few weeks ago here. And they were so much fun, and I love their personality. They were just as down-to-earth as I thought they would be.
Absolutely, and they're a great addition to the magazine. And we have them coming to Victoria in October for a big event that we'll be announcing sometime in the next week or so.
Oh, goody. So we'll be talking to them again. Oh, perfect.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Okay. Now, today we have another big person up at Uptown, which Uptown has become sort of the shopping mega for great fashion. Tell us who's going to be there and why people should come up there right now.
Uptown has brought Jillian Harris for the day. So she's here from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. She's doing her first presentation in about 10 minutes. Then she'll do it again at 1 p.m. There's quite a crowd here.
I bet.
And, of course, everyone knows Jillian most prominently from her time on The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. But she's also a very accomplished interior designer and is one of the new hosts and designers on the show Love It or List at Vancouver. So she's here and she's talking about fashion, she's talking about home fashion, and just sort of connecting with the audience and having a good time.
I like how she calls herself a polished redneck, because I kind of get that, and I know she's got a new furniture line. It's a vintage line, and she combines, which I love this look, which is not just something from a showroom, but adding a vintage piece or a, you know, mixing it up so it's not all one look.
Absolutely, and I tend to classify her as sort of comfortable chic, where it's, you know, it's fun, it's functional, and it's pretty, and I think that that really encapsulates who she is as a person as well. She is very down-to-earth, and she is one of those people that you can walk up to and have a conversation with. Very, very nice young lady.
And you can meet a lot of people in this industry, in the fashion industry, being a fashion magazine. You must come across all kinds of different people, so it must be refreshing when you meet people that are so open and approachable.
Yeah, that's a good point, because we do meet a lot of interesting characters, that's for sure, from, you know, international fashion designers to photographers, and then just the fans as well. There's just such a diverse range of people in terms of what type of fashion they love, what type of home decor they love, and sort of all the, you know, the gamut of opinions as well. Jillian, I mean, it's awesome that she's Canadian as well. I think she's a BC girl, and that has a lot going for her, but she is very approachable, very down to earth, and her style is very what I would call modern West Coast as well. You know, we've sort of moved into that new realm where the West Coast has really got a shot in the arm in the last decade, and we've sort of amped up our fashion quota and what we look for in home decor. So I think she's sort of bringing that to the forefront as well.
Absolutely. So where do people see her at Uptown?
So she is right in the main courtyard, which is sort of like across from H&M and Walmart. So where the fountains are, where the big courtyard is. And we've got a tent set up there as well. So we have magazines that we're giving out, and you can come and meet the entire Niche team. We're all here today, and we'd love to talk fashion and talk Victoria.
Yeah, the latest issue is just out, so it looks fabulous. And you have an event August 7th, another spa night at Willowstream?
Yes, we're doing this. The spa event that we did at Heaven Spa was so popular that Willow Stream asked us to come and host another one. So we're going to be there on Wednesday, August the 7th. And they have Jane Iredale makeup coming in and a celebrity makeup artist, Ruben Portalaca. And he's going to come in and do makeup applications and teach you how to get that smoky eye and get you ready for fall.
All right. Well, listen, Tracy, have a great day up there. Say hi to Jillian. I hope we can get her on next with you because I really enjoy whenever I see her or see her fashions and all that she's up to.
We can definitely work on that.
Excellent. Have a great day, Tracy.
Thanks, Patty.
When we come back after the break, we'll talk to Dr. Mark Lupin about how to get that body you want.
Rain, sun, snow. We get it right with an accurate forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
61,000. Do you know what this number represents? The most recent studies show Canada's wireless industry directly employed over 61,000 people in 2011. And for each direct job, another 3 indirect exist. That's a lot of jobs. When you have the facts, it's easy to see Canada as a world leader in wireless. Brought to you by the Canadian Wireless Telecommunications Association. Statistics based on Nordicity.
Portuguese pastries. You might think you've had them before, but unless you got them at Casanova Cafe, you probably didn't taste the real thing. Yeah, you ate an imitation. Next time, get authentic Portuguese buns, chouriço sausage, cheeses, pastéis de nata, custard tarts, and other delicious imported morsels at Casanova Cafe. Open Monday to Friday, 8 to 4. Try their $5 breakfast special or homemade burgers and soups for lunch at 492 Esquimalt Road, minutes from the Blue Bridge.
It's time to hit pause on the CRD sewage plan. Learn the real facts and demand an independent review.
I can't afford $300 to $900 more in my taxes.
The CRD plan is a short-term fix. More of my tax dollars will be needed soon.
The project hasn't started and it's already over budget.
The CRD needs to come clean on social and financial impacts.
The CRD sewage plan, only a short-term solution. Get involved now and learn the truth at sewagefacts.ca. A message from the Sewage Treatment Action Group.
The fans, the ballpark, the crack of the bat. You can imagine how it feels. Be part of the magic. The Victoria Harbor Cats. See them take on the Corvallis Knights at Royal Athletic Park today. Book your group outing for barbecue and baseball on the Wilson's Transportation Group Deck. Table and bleacher seating is available for 2 to 102. Tickets include delicious burger choices and all-you-can-eat accompaniments. Book in advance online at harborcats.com.
From personal training to sports physiotherapy, chiropractic shockwave, and surgical rehabilitation, Synergy Health Center has you covered for total body wellness.
At Synergy Health Center, we have everything you need to achieve your total body health and wellness goals. A health center for disease and injury treatment, a wellness center for maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and many sports performance services. We've got you covered as Victoria's largest integrated health and wellness team.
Synergy Health Center, near Quadra and McKenzie, and synergyhealthmanagement.com. Life is long. Live it well.
We are back. Now we're going to talk about other parts of fashion. Fashion for your face, kind of, your body. Dr. Mark Lupin is here from Cosmetica, and two great procedures that he's going to talk about, MiraDry and Liposonics. Let's start with Liposonics. How are you, first of all, Dr. Lupin?
Great. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning. Now, I know you've been busy. We're going to talk about your music later and some of the stuff you've been up to, but let's start with some of these things that maybe we can do this summer. One of them is Liposonics. Now, this is a non-surgical body sculpting, and some of these things seem to be too good to be true. And I know there's certain people that are candidates for this, so, you know, you can't do this for everybody, but tell us what this procedure is.
Well, this is a focused ultrasound that's a non-invasive way of permanently removing excess fat in small areas, such as the tummy, the hips, and the thighs. And it's nice because it's a very even treatment, and because it's not a surgery, there's not the downtime of that. Sort of ideal candidates are people that are already fairly fit and have a good diet and good exercise plan. But just those little stubborn areas that just don't want to go, it's great for that.
What about people that are, you know, I think as the boomers are in this position, it's the goat neck and it's the stomach, that, you know, maybe we're not, ideal weight, but maybe the healthy weight for our age, maybe 10 pounds or 15 pounds over.
Yes.
Does this treat that, or is there a certain BMI? How do you know if you're going to get results for your money?
Well, really, it's impossible not to have some result. It's just a question of, you know, as you mentioned, BMI, meaning if someone's, you know, heavier than their ideal body weight, you're going to see less of a result because of, you also need to do some weight loss. And even surgery, like liposuction, is not meant as a weight loss procedure. It's more for sculpting, meaning just reducing those little excess areas we don't like.
And a lot of people don't want to have the surgery anymore. And I've heard that sometimes when you have the surgery that you get fat deposits in other places. Is this true as far as you know?
It's been reported that that if you have a fair amount of fat, now a small amount of fat removal is not likely to do that, but it's reported that if you, for instance, have a lot of fat removed surgically from the tummy, it might be considered a positive, but some people will have increased breast size.
It's not a problem for some people.
So it depends who you are, whether that's a benefit or not.
Yeah, right. So how does this work, and how long a procedure? Is it something that wraps around the stomach area, or how long would that take to work?
Yeah, it's for the stomach area, it's about 1 hour to do a treatment, and you lose on average about an inch circumference sort of around the tummy, which means about one dress size or one belt size smaller. And it takes, it's just a single treatment, and it takes about 3 to 4 months to sort of see the full result. And so that's pretty decent.
That's unbelievable. And is it like a water lot? Like, where does that go?
So what happens is the ultrasound also creates some heating, which creates a little gentle tightening, which is nice when there's some laxity. And what happens with the fat cells is they're just gradually removed over that slow period of time, just by the body's natural healing mechanisms.
Now, this works for guys too, right? Because I saw on the website the before and after. So guys have the same thing. They can have the little bit of stuff in the back or the love handles or the tummy.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. So what kind of cost would be involved in a treatment like this?
It depends on the size of the area, but you know, I'd say it ranges from about $1,500 to $2,500 per treatment, depends on the size of the area treated.
And one treatment could be good enough for a lot of people?
Yeah, for, you know, again, it depends on your, as you mentioned, your BMI or your ideal body size. If you're relatively trim and there's not a lot of fat, we need to pinch at least an inch, we call it. That's sort of our test to make sure there's enough fat. But then one treatment's, you know, it's just as permanent as a surgery, so it's just nice to have something and it's over and done with.
An inch. Those were the days. No, I'm kidding.
Now, as you mentioned, if you're a little overweight, which is very common, it's still, sometimes I find it's a catalyst. It allows people to think, okay, I've started something good here and I've invested in this, and let's really get on the diet and exercise and be extra healthy.
Yeah, and are you finding now that people are investing in themselves? You know, we maintain our cars and everything else, that we want to maintain our look, our body. So it's not to be ageless, but it's really to feel good about us as we age.
Yes, I mean, you know, we're talking more just like a look, you know, what does it feel and look like? But if it triggers a more general body wellness plan, you know, then that's fantastic. And you're right, we do see more people, you know, interested to maintain their best health.
Yeah, and with this liposonics, I didn't see anything about neck or jowls. Is this specifically for stomach, and what else would you use for that area?
Yeah, most of these treatments are body treatments. We actually can treat arms and above the knees and the buttocks and some other body areas with liposonics, but for the under the neck area, which as you mentioned, sort of the other holy grail of what can we do non-surgically, yeah. There are other treatments. There's a thing called Thermage and Althera, which would take some while to explain, but these are non-invasive ways of creating a little collagen tightening. And then there's some minimally invasive ways, not full surgery, but ways to actually remove some of the fat under the neck.
We'll talk about that next time, then. That sounds like a good topic. Yeah. The other thing you've been heavily involved in is Miradry, and I know you were part of the clinical trials and the research on this. Tell everybody what you've been, how you got involved, and what this product is.
Well, my office over a decade ago was sort of designated as an underarm sweating center, meaning we call it hyperhidrosis is the medical term, but the you know, we've had options like antiperspirants and surgery. And then it's nice to have another option, which is as permanent as a surgery, but non-invasive. So there's this device called Miradry, which I was involved as about 3 years ago, and it non-invasively removes sweat glands by using a radio frequency energy. And it's a permanent solution because we did 2-year follow-up on patients, and they continue to have sustained benefit.
Wow. I saw you on CTV Vancouver Island with your patient who seemed so relieved. This must be a huge issue if you have this condition.
Well, you know, it's estimated about 1 in 5 Canadians are bothered by underarm sweating. And I heard earlier you were talking about fashion. And, you know, one of the commonest issues is people find their clothes are staining from excess sweat. And, you know, it takes 2 treatments about 3 months apart. And then you have sort of a sustained improvement in that condition. So you're just not staining clothes. You actually can save money and stress, and even if improve times with in professional, you know, professional circumstances.
That's amazing. Now, you've been involved in a lot of studies. I know the liposonics as well. Is that because of your background that you're chosen for these certain trials?
I'm not sure why, but I've been called the go-to person in Canada, one of the people. And we also have a dedicated area separate from our clinical area in Cosmetica that's devoted to research and development to try to bring best things to the public. So I think just my commitment to always looking for best safety and benefit has brought some of these companies to me to try to help develop their devices.
Do you like that, Dr. Lupin, that you have that variety in your life, that you're doing research as well as working on people now?
Well, I love it because I feel like I'm contributing to sort of better, more effective things and more new treatments and higher safety.
Yeah, exactly. And what else do you see in the horizon? I mean, this industry is just going to keep growing and growing. What do you see in the next 5 to 10 years breaking out?
Well, we'll maybe bring up the next time we just start to talk about the neck. You know, between non-invasive and fully invasive things, there's I think the newer area is going to be minimally invasive. So sort of an in-between, so that if people have a lot safer procedure without the surgical risks and not needing general anesthesia and so forth.
Right, and of course the neck and the hands are those dead giveaways that, you know, you can have a face that's all nice and everything else, but those areas are ones that are a little harder to treat because the thin skin, aren't they?
Yes, we can actually do a lot with the hands now, so I think we can do many things to improve the health of the hands and the look of the hands. So we're quite far with the hands. The neck is sort of the area that needs this what I call not fully invasive, but not non-invasive, something in between.
Mm-hmm. And, we look forward to that.
And generally just I think the future also is preventative, like you started to talk about maintenance. Same as we go to our dentist and we want sort of see the hygienist to prevent things. I think smaller treatments that are more frequent are sometimes greater than just waiting 5 to 10 years and just having, you know, stronger treatments now and then.
Right. So I think some people think they want to tough it out and I'll wait till I'm, you know, this age or this age. I mean, there's also the thing of starting too early, but what you're suggesting is if we have little tweaks here and there, it'll have a better long-lasting result.
Yeah, and easier on both the pocketbook and on your life, because you can. A lot of treatments now have only maybe half a day of downtime, and then you find the next day. And you know, as I said, when I speak to my dentist, they say, "Well, you better come in twice a year to have your hygienist check you over, because you'll end up seeing me less."
You know, and you start flossing the day before a little more, right?
It's not so bad. So the prevention is great.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about your other passion, which is music. I know you're in Vienna earlier this year, actually a month or two ago. Tell us about the musical side of you.
Well, I'm quite busy as a concert violinist, but that particular organization is called the World Doctors Orchestra, and there are about 700 physicians and members around the world, and about 90 to 100 play any given concert, and I'm one of two concert masters. So for the Vienna, I was leading the orchestra, and also played a violin concerto called Mendelssohn. And what I like about it is all the proceeds go to charity. So we actually, all the proceeds for the Vienna concerts went for cancer research for children. So it's just wonderful to meet, you know, other like-minded colleagues, you know, playing beautiful music. And yet, you know, giving back to the community.
Wow. And I guess you don't practice, do you? Or do you have a chance to practice with each other?
I try to practice as much as I can every day, but I have three kids and a busy home life, of course, and so it's always trying to find
fit that
balance.
In. But yeah. I meant also with these other doctors, do you ever do online, like something where you do something online to practice?
Yes, no online. We have about 2 to 3 days of rehearsals.
Okay.
So and then we have 2 concerts.
That's fantastic. Now, did you grow up with music and then decide to go to be a doctor? Like, how did you branch out between the two things?
Well, I played professionally, actually, and I started at age of 5 with the violin. I studied with a fellow called, famous violinist called Yasha Heifetz in Beverly Hills for a few years. But I was always interested also in medicine, and it was always hard to find, you know, it's not easy to incorporate both, but I seem to have done that, and it really, they're both passions, and I love helping people medically, and I love to be able to play music and make people happy that way, too.
Well, you know, it was interesting, when I was talking to Tracy earlier, you know, fashion is art, sculpting faces, bodies is art, and so you're, it's all in the same realm, right, what you're doing, really?
Yes, there's some, you know, beauty in that. There's mathematical beauty, and you're right, there's sort of an artistry both ways.
Well, you're one smart guy and talented to boot. And so how do people get a hold of you, Dr. Lupin, if they want to know more about the procedures we talked about today?
Well, our office is called Cosmetica Laser Center, and the number is 250-598-3300, and it's just on Fort and Fowl Bay near the Oak Bay area.
Well, I think you probably have helped a lot of people today that may didn't know about these solutions, especially for this excessive sweating, which is quite miraculous. I hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you next month, maybe about the neck area.
Yeah, thanks so much, Patty.
You
have
betcha.
A great day.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Michelle about DogSafe.
At the Sticky Wicket, there's a food special every day of the week. 7 days, 7 specials. If only there was time to list them all.
Come on, man.
Yeah, give us a couple at least.
Order a beverage and get 49-cent wings every Wednesday from 2 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Or Toonie Tacos every Tuesday from 2.
Done. Now what else?
Seriously, time's up. Check out the Sticky Wicket Facebook page for more. Or drop by. Your friends are already here. 919 Douglas Street in the Strathcona Hotel.
From the dangers of the Amazon to the death-defying cockpit of a fighter jet.
We are locked on target.
Only one channel takes you to the four corners of our planet. Discovery World, offering up exclusive programs not available anywhere else. Get the channel that offers more discovery. Discovery World. Free preview all July. Call your television service provider for more information.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Ted Jenner with a CFAX 1070 news update. If the big one were to ever hit, a group of 40 cyclists are making sure they and others are well prepared. The Tour de Disasters, a cycling rally through the streets of Victoria designed to demonstrate the important role of cyclists in an emergency. Cyclists may be able to access roads, pathways, and bridges that vehicles can't in order to move people, information, and materials if a major earthquake ever did happen. The Victoria Emergency Management Agency is coordinating the event that will start and finish at Topaz Park. There are no road closures as cyclists work their way around, completing a variety of tasks in this mock emergency rally. A girl has had both of her legs fractured following a bizarre attack in Abbotsford this morning. Constable Ian McDonald says police believe two white men egged a trio of teenage girls when one girl walked toward the white truck with silver rims to question why the driver of the truck ran over her.
Definitively, when you're involved in a collision and you can hear somebody screaming, you should be assisting and obviously assisting the investigation afterward.
McDonald asks anyone with information to contact Abbotsford police. An emotional memorial service has been held for the victims of a train derailment that devastated the Quebec town of Lac-Mégantic. Prime Minister Stephen Harper was among the numerous politicians attending the service. He says it's still difficult to fully absorb the scope of the tragedy.
Just so we can share our thoughts and prayers with all of the victims, with their families and with their friends. And also, as Prime Minister, to express the solidarity of all Canadians with the people here, something I know the people of Lac-Mégantic greatly appreciate.
47 people were killed on July 6th when a train carrying crude oil flew off the tracks and exploded into an all-consuming fireball. U.S. President Barack Obama is marking the 60th anniversary of the end of the Korean War. It ended on July 27th, 1953, with the signing of an armistice. Obama tells Korean War veterans to take pride in their unsung victory.
When 50 million South Koreans live in freedom, a vibrant democracy, one of the world's most dynamic economies, in stark contrast to the repression and poverty of the North, that is a victory and that is your legacy.
A formal peace treaty was never signed, leaving the Korean Peninsula in a technical state of war, divided at the 38th parallel between its communist North and democratic South. CFAX 1070 weather for Greater Victoria. Today, sunny skies with a high of 22, a UV index of 7 or high. Tonight, clear skies, a bit of wind along the Juan de Fuca Strait, but a nice night, low of 11 degrees. And then Sunday, sunny and a high of 22. Currently in downtown Victoria, it's sunny, clear, and 19 degrees. I'm Ted Jenner. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Good morning, it's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to talk to Michelle Sevigny from Dog Safe. I'm sure we've all seen this before when you're out and it's a hot summer day like it is now, and you see a dog in a car and no owner around and you're concerned. Michelle, you've got a free app you're sending out, a checklist for this condition. Tell us about what you're offering and why you started this.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully it will be an app someday, but right now it's a downloadable PDF and it's free on our website. And essentially we want people to take that action, but a lot of times people are hesitant because they may not quite know what to do, or, you know, adrenaline and emotions are running high. So we created a step-by-step fill-in-the-blanks checklist, starting from when you first see that dog to assessing the dog, attempting to locate the owner, and whether you're calling the police or potentially even entering the vehicle with force. So it's all documented for you.
Now, Michelle, Dog Safe, you do training, and we can talk about that after, but you were also a Vancouver City police officer. So this is something that you have seen before, and this can get very heated, no pun intended, that if you are somewhere, and it's very confrontational, because it's just like talking to someone if they have a child. People get very defensive, but I think the bottom line is people forget that they have a pet in the car or a child, God forbid, that it's just not a good idea to do this. But how do you approach someone and not have a big fight over it?
Exactly. And it's because of that emotions and the adrenalines, and we all want to help the dog or, child, of course. And usually what I do, as a police officer, it's different because you're coming in with a different level of authority. But even now as a civilian, when I come and I see a car with a dog in it and I have concerns, usually my best way is if you come in too strong, then you will get that defensive walls up. So I tend to start out with a little bit of a compliment. I may say to them as they're getting out of the car, oh, isn't your dog cute? Or your dog is so adorable. And usually that goes, oh, thank you very much. And then my next question usually is, do you ever have concerns about leaving your dog in the vehicle when it's this warm out? So then again, it's about, usually the answer back is, actually, yeah, I do, but, I need to go do something really quickly. And then it leaves it open to discussion.
So what do you suggest for people? Because I know in the write-up you sent me, people say my dog's destructive at home, or lots of times little dogs, people like to have them with them all the time. Mm-hmm. What do you say to them to convince them that it's not a good idea?
On how the conversation goes. And sometimes it's, if they're not quite sure, they don't think it's that hot out. And sometimes, whereas one dog may find it particularly challenging to be in the heat, whereas another dog is not, then we can look at that, whether it's a breed-related thing or as well. Sometimes I'm also a trainer as well, so we can chit-chat a little bit, you know, with the owner about if the dog is a barker and they can't be left alone or if there's separation anxiety. I can't fix it on the spot, but again, at least it's opening for discussion. And, you know, worst case or best case scenario, sometimes I will even offer to sit there and with the dog, you know, out there if they're not going to be leaving or making a different choice, because to me, that's just the right thing to do. I want to make sure that that dog is safe.
That's a really good point. You can always just do what you're talking about, is stay there and watch the dog.
Yeah, and you know, again, we want to go for long-term change. So if, you know, it ends up in a fight and a discussion in the parking lot, I don't think that's going to be ultimately the best thing we do. So if I can do it in a friendly way, hopefully we'll, you know, here's my card, join us in a class, here's the checklist. It all helps with education. But ultimately, I don't want that dog sitting in the hot car. And if I have concerns, I'm going to put it into action and help them out as well.
And what are the signs of heat stroke in a dog?
Well, there's heat exhaustion and then there's heat stroke. And say, for example, if it's a warmer day, you might start to see things as the dog's core body temperature raises above normal. You will have that light panting or even a medium panting, light drooling to medium drooling. They may be showing discomfort such as whimpering or barking or, you know, scratching in the vehicle. Those are sort of the initial signs. As it moves into heat stroke, that's where you get the real wide mouth, you know, open-throated, heavy panting, lots of drool, or they might even have tacky gums. So the drool has then stopped and the lips are sticking to the gums. The gums may be bright red, or even, you know, white as it's progressing. And as we all know, it can go into seriousness where they might be vomiting, diarrhea, seizures, collapse, etc.
What do you do if they have a heat stroke and you did get them out of the car? What's the first thing you do to help them?
Well, again, it depending on what type of, how far into heat stroke there is, one of the first things we absolutely like to recommend or highlight is it's not about the speed of cooling. So we're not going to be using ice cold water. We're not immersing them in an ice bath if they're in that heat stroke situation. Simply room temperature or slightly tepid water that you could start with the cooling, potentially manually fanning that dog. And then obviously if it's in that heat stroke situation, you're following up with the veterinarian.
And if you see a dog in a car, is the best thing to call the police and ask for their help?
Start making your assessment right away. So the first thing right on our checklist is, you know, time you're first observed. Because even by the time, say, animal control or the SPCA or police, depending on which municipality you're in, you know, that there's still time involved in that as well. So we want people to start making documented notes when they first see their the dog. But yes, absolutely. You know, animal control, their SPCA or the police are the best ones to come and start to assist you with that help, because they may have the authority then to make entry if is deemed reasonable.
It must be a horrible thing to see a dog that is too far gone, that this could have been prevented. I mean, it's just so darn cruel.
It is, and there's a lot we can do before it gets to that point, and that's what we really want to focus in. There's a lot I see, you know, in social media, et cetera, or arguments or discussions, heated arguments about would you break a window, would you not? And I think we need to focus in on a lot more before we get to that point, because really, you know, we're all going to make our choices when we're faced with it right then and there, but let's focus on what we can do way before we get to that point.
This is great for awareness. When we come back, let's talk about the checklist, how you can get that, and a bit about maybe taking the safety course so you know what to do. Back in a minute.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This just into the newsroom. Callers are reporting a mass.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Hi, Wesley here for CFAX 1070. In celebration of World Hepatitis Day, that's tomorrow, AIDS Vancouver Island is hosting a special community event today at Centennial Square. It's just getting started here, but we have guest speakers, live musical entertainment, games, and giveaways. But most importantly, they have information on liver health and nutrition and hepatitis testing and treatment. It says that an estimated 250,000 Canadians have hepatitis C, but they don't know it because hepatitis C often has no symptoms until a late stage of infection. So if you want to learn more about your liver health, maybe you want to get tested for hepatitis C, come on down to Centennial Square for the fourth annual Love Your Liver Health Fair. It's a free event until 2 p.m. today. For more information, visit AIDS Vancouver Island's website at avi.org. My name is Wesley, and that's it for your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
information alert.
Dodd's Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodd's prices with close-up prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery.
Information alert.
100% locally owned and operated Dodd's Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson at doddsfurniture.com.
From personal training to sports physiotherapy, chiropractic shockwave, and surgical rehabilitation, Synergy Health Center has you covered for total body wellness.
At Synergy Health Center, we have everything you need to achieve your total body health and wellness goals. A health center for disease and injury treatment, a wellness center for maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and many sports performance services. We've got you covered as Victoria's largest integrated health and wellness team.
Synergy Health Center, near Quadra and McKenzie, and synergyhealthmanagement.com. Life is long. Live it well.
This is Terry Moore. If you have difficulty getting around or walking a city block without taking a rest, don't miss our next Talk to the Experts on CFAX 1070. You'll hear how people with an impairment that affects walking and overall mobility can get thousands of dollars in refunds from the government. Darren Earn of Grants International, the refund expert, will tell you all about it. To see if you qualify now, call toll-free 1-888-999-2221. Then join me for Talk to the Experts today, 3 to 4 on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We're talking to Michelle Sevigny from DogSafe. Now, Michelle, tell us about the courses you offer for dog first aid so that if people come across these things or if they have a pet and they need it for themselves, they can help out right away.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's our ideal, is that if people can take some training and have some knowledge in heat stroke and what to do, that helps also keep them calm because they sort of have the skills behind it. So we offer actually five different classes, but our most popular one is a full-day, eight-hour course, and everything from prevention of injuries through CPR using canine mannequins to heat stroke for dogs.
And how do people find out more about you if they want to register?
We've got a number of instructors on Vancouver Island, both in Nanaimo and then Lower Vancouver Island, and they can find all the information and their closest instructor on our website at dogsafe.ca. And we also offer distance education courses, so if there is not an instructor in the area, they can still get the information.
Okay, and what about the free checklist you have that's downloadable?
Yep, right on. If you go to the main homepage at dogsafe.ca, there's a link that goes to our community programs, and there's a number of ones on there, and that'll take them directly to the PDF that they can click on a link, and they can download it. It's right on the main homepage.
So quickly today, if people are out or over the summertime and they see a dog, they need to assess how the dog is, make some decisions quickly about calling the police or the SPCA, realizing that time can be longer than maybe you think.
Absolutely. And again, so the sections of our checklist starts with the dog, time first observed, physical description of the dog. And it's, you know, it's a simple circle, yes or no, and helps make it easy. Heat stroke risk assessment, the vehicle, you know, even looking at the color of the seat. Is it black leather versus white cloth? Because we all know the difference of how that feels for us.
Exactly.
Analyzing the temperature, attempts to locate the owner, assistance requested, you know, who did you call, when did you call them, and if the first aid you know, was given, and if you're transporting the dog or if you're entering the vehicle with force, we really want people to make some documented notes because you're going to be explaining it to somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. And you also have some cards for windows to maybe make a little gesture to give them some information.
Yes, I initially launched that. However, I've changed that from a card that's going to be left, and it's done in a very positive way, mm-hmm. and written it up more as a script. So a positive way, how would I approach somebody there? So we really want people to make either, you know, I have concerns and therefore start the checklist and talk to the person, or I don't have concerns and carry on with your day.
I think being a police officer has helped you a lot to do what you're doing now for sure.
Absolutely. There's no problem for me to approach somebody in a parking lot and talk to them, but I really think it's important. It's the way we approach. And there's a great book out called Checklist Manifesto, and it's proven. I mean, airport traffic controllers and pilots, they all use checklists because it's high stress, high adrenaline situations. We don't want anything forgotten.
Well, that's really good information, whether it's your kids or your in-laws or whoever you're talking to use that approach, right? So maybe you can human training as well.
Yeah, maybe we should look into that.
Yeah. Okay, Michelle, listen, you have a great day.
Thanks very much, Patty.
Talk to you soon. Now we're going to sort of switch gears and talk about still the hot weather, but ways that we can enjoy it out on our deck. You know, we spend all year working away, and then the summertime we're trying to get new patio furniture or getting things ready for our garden. Sometimes we have to remember to sit and enjoy it and the season that's all too short. Joining us is Pauline Duick, Home Staging and Artistic Styling. How are you, Pauline?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm great. I don't know about you, but isn't this weather been fabulous, and aren't you enjoying it?
It has been incredible, and if you could see me now, I'm in my gardening gear. I've just come in from weeding flowers.
That's great. And you know what? That's the point I'm trying to make, Pauline, is do all those things you love, garden and water the flings and buy some nice accessories, but make sure you eat outside. Make sure you entertain some people this summer.
It's funny. My husband and I have been much more intentional about doing that this year. It's not all about doing the work. It's now trying to sit and enjoy it.
Absolutely. You know, because the years can slip by and we go, wow, I never actually enjoyed the garden or the patio area.
That's right. And this week with the supermoon, it's just been extraordinary to sit out in the evenings, hasn't it?
Oh, it's so nice. And, you know, there's no excuse now because we also have these great heaters. If it's a little bit chilly, which sometimes the nights can be, there's all kinds of things we can do now to get warm.
And that's a great segue for me, actually. That was one of the things I wanted to talk about today. I absolutely fell in love with a propane fire pit that I saw at a friend's place earlier this year. And that really kind of got me onto that tangent. Fire pits, especially at this time of the year, this is the nicest time of the year to sit outside, but in many places we have fire restrictions right now.
Yes.
But these little propane ones or the little the gel-fueled ones are just wonderful to have some ambiance and to just have a little bit of extra warmth in the evening, and you can get some high-end ones or you can get some more reasonably priced ones. You can go to a home improvement center or Walmart. Chintz and Company has got them, and Capital Iron has got a huge selection of them from all price points. So they're absolutely wonderful to have them sitting in front of you and just have that fire. The other thing, if they're propane, is just like a propane barbecue, you have the mobility to move them around to wherever you want. And you can also roast a marshmallow or a hot dog over it.
Isn't that the coolest?
Yeah, I just love that.
And, you know, we can have different areas. So say you have a nice yard, and you've got a patio, you know, a balcony, and then you have the grass. You can have different vignettes, right? So you can have the little fire pit and maybe have part of the evening on one part of the patio and stage it so you're using different parts of your garden.
That's right, and there's a whole lot of talk in gardening these days about setting up outdoor rooms, and certainly that's a luxury that not all of us have, but even in the tiniest gardens, sometimes you can set up a reading corner in one corner that maximizes maybe a sunny spot for you, or a shady spot if that's what you prefer, and then having a different corner where you do some eating, and it's really a nice thing to be able to set up little extra areas, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a costly thing either.
And what about, you do staging and design, what about the ruts we get into with the layout? Every year we place this here, that here. I know Hudson, he's always changing things around, and you get a different feel. What would you tell people if they want to kind of shake things up a bit?
That's actually a great point, and it's the same indoors as well as outdoors. It's good to start with a clean slate. So clear everything off of the deck, especially if you have a small condo and you use your deck for storage. Try and organize things so that you can use that deck during the summer season and store things elsewhere. So start with a clean slate. Clean everything off, and it doesn't have to be perfectly set up or perfectly spotless or immaculate, but you want to have it nice and clean and in good repair. And then try a few different setups for having things, and don't just get stuck in a rut. I think last year when I was on, I spoke about getting an area rug for outdoors, and I really do like that. You can set up a room around one of those little area rugs that you can have for the exterior, and they're a plastic or a resin kind of a woven mat, and the other thing they do is they cover a multitude of sins. If you have if you have a concrete area that doesn't look that nice anymore, or if your deck is quite bleached and you're not going to be able to get to staining it, or if you're in a rental property where it's not an option
option for you to upgrade it. Get one of these area rugs. They're inexpensive, even if you just use them for a season. I think that they're well worth it. And then start playing with your furniture, setting it up in a room based on the parameters of that rug.
And, you know, a nice umbrella, too. I mean, there's not much it takes to really give you a good feel in that patio.
Yeah, that's right. And at this time of the year, then you can use your deck at just about any time of the day because you can have that umbrella there to protect you from the sun. Earlier on your show, I heard all kinds of talk about protecting your skin from the sun, and it's the truth. You know, if we can sit out there during the day but still have an umbrella so that we protect ourselves.
Absolutely. When we come back, let's talk about lighting and eating a dining al fresco because that's also a fun thing to do. Back in a few minutes.
Shop Safeway and take advantage of all the great savings, like chef-style standing rib steaks. The extreme value packs are just $5.99 per pound. If it's fresh seafood you're looking for, don't miss this offer. It's the salmon sale at Safeway. While supplies last, fresh head-removed West Coast Wild Pink Salmon are club priced at buy one, get one free. And until closing Sunday, flip the coupon from this week's flyer, and with a minimum $60 purchase, you'll earn 5 times your base air miles. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Sure, you buy juice all the time, but if you made your own juice, well, that's a lot more fun. Curious? Check out Qrom Slow Juicers from Penna & Company, featuring a dual-stage extraction process that crushes, then presses for increased yield and minimum waste, so you get more juice and drier pulp. Get maximum nutrition and taste from juiced fruits, vegetables, soy, leafy greens, and wheatgrass with a Qrom Slow Juicer. Small footprint, attractive design, super easy to clean. Available at Penna & Company in Broadmead Village.
If it's time to fix or replace your roof, you might be feeling uncertain about what you want or need. And that's understandable. It's a big decision, one you need to get right, so don't rush it. Call Ariel Roofing. They'll sit down with you and review all your options, helping you make an informed decision.
Okay.
Ariel Roofing. Honest about roofing. For a free estimate, get in touch at arielroofing.ca.
At Amica Mature Lifestyles, retirement living is all about living life your way. Amica's retirement communities are all-inclusive. Every service and amenity, the full array of activities, social events, and fine dining menus have all been created with your independence in mind, so you can enjoy the choice, ease, and freedom to live life just the way you like. Find out for yourself. Book your free lunch and tour today at amica.ca. Amica Mature Lifestyles. Love life. Live here.
We are back with Pauline Duick, Pauline Duick Home Staging and Artistic Styling. We're talking about our outdoor areas and how to make sure we get out this year and use them. So there's the day use, but nighttime, Pauline, with lighting, sometimes people are wary of candles because my dad was a firefighter, was always concerned about people, you know, them burning out and causing a fire.
That's right.
What else can we use? Chandeliers? What kind of lighting can we use outside that's not too harsh, that creates a good ambiance, but gives us that kind of warm glow and a bit of safety through pathways and where we have to walk?
Well, there's all kinds of options now. There's some wonderful solar-operated candles now. There's battery-operated candles. I have a solar-powered lantern that throws a really nice soft light for on the table in the evening, as long as it's had good sun during the day. That's the one thing. Don't have it sitting in the shade if you can't use it in the evening. And if you have potted plants, you can have solar lighting picks in those potted plants as well. Regarding fire, you can do something as simple as get a bunch of mason jars, fill them with a little bit of beach sand in the bottom or some stones, and then have your votive candles in there, and it makes for a lovely flickery kind of a light. And you could put a whole bunch of those on the table. In fact, you could have one at each place setting if you just had the little tiny jars.
You know, you could do a whole show on mason jars.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Have you been on Pinterest lately?
Oh, my gosh. How cool. Yeah, that's a great idea.
That's right. And I was actually just in Vancouver a couple of days ago, and I was at West Elm there in the design area, and they had a beautiful outdoor chandelier. It could be outdoor or indoor, and it is totally made with mason jars.
Really?
It wasn't costly either. It was $299, and it was an absolute showstopper, and it would be spectacular hanging over a dining table if you had an outdoor deck that had a roof where you could get that kind of connection going.
Oh, I think that'd be beautiful. I knew a neighbor of ours had a tree in the backyard, and they had their indoor table outside, you know, a nice oak table, and this in the trees. And I think they jerry-rigged it so it was candles inside of it. But, wow, was it ever beautiful.
It is.
That kind of shabby chic kind of a look.
Yes, absolutely. If you have access to IKEA or even Chinatown, they have paper lanterns that have an electric bulb in them that are wonderful to hang over a table as well, or hang them in a tree nearby where your table is, depending on what kind of setup you have. Or if you have a hanging plant bracket on the side of your house, you can take the hanging plant down and put a lantern up there for a special evening, for a special occasion.
Great idea.
The other thing about alfresco dining is don't be afraid to take your china outside or your nice stoneware. Set a beautiful table, especially now while we have this extraordinary weather and we're not at great risk of the clouds blowing in quickly and having this storm build. Set a beautiful table. Spend some time at it, and people just love it. Your guests just feel so special.
I think we see so many shows, and we see that and think, oh, that looks so neat. But then we kind of go, oh, well, it's easier to set the table here. But I think to make that effort, because people do feel, it feels like a, you know, some movie set or something when you walk in and it's a beautiful table laid outside. And there's lots of things to do for bugs and all that stuff. There's citronelle and all kinds of different approaches for that.
Well, being from the prairies, I say bugs. What bugs? There are no bugs here, relatively.
Yeah, for sure.
I guess the hornets are giving us a little bit of issue sometimes right now with when we're eating sweet things.
Right.
But there haven't been a lot of bugs this year, at least not where we're living.
Well, that's good. Now, how do people get hold of you if they want to know more about home staging and artistic styling?
I am in the process of being rebranded right now, so I don't have a website yet, but I do have my phone number and my email address. My phone number is 250-589-8231, and you can reach me at email at duickpauline@gmail.com.
And you can always contact me, Patty Mack. I've got lifestylewithpattymack.com if you want to contact me about any of our guests or any ideas for future shows. Let's talk about condos and small balconies, because a lot of people have space requirements that are not the same as if you have a big yard. I know there are specialized pieces that are smaller. Also, I guess, barbecues that are smaller. How would you approach a small deck to make the most of it?
I've seen some absolutely tremendous sets, and in fact, I own one that is set up for a small space, and the table and the chairs and the ottomans all fit underneath each other so that you end up just having a small table at the end of it all because everything tucks underneath, and I think it's absolutely brilliant. When you bring it all out, you've literally got a table, two armchairs, and two ottomans, which basically give you two chaises. So there are some very clever space-saving situations like that. I have seen some at Capital Iron, and there are some other places. The one problem at this time of the year is you're a little bit limited on selection because a lot of people do buy their furniture back in March.
Right. It's like fashion, you know. Yeah. We're already into the next season. So.
But it's time to start planning then for next season, right?
Absolutely. And also on a small balcony, you can do a herb garden or something, right?
Yes.
And make it pretty and have the nice fragrance of lavender or
that's right.
Rosemary.
And if possible, get larger size planters. Don't have a bunch of little tiny ones that dry out in 2 hours. Get a couple of big ones. Do a couple of big ones well. Sometimes it's good to go up rather than have a great width. Have them a little bit taller if you're short on space.
Wow. Well, this is some great information,
yeah.
Pauline. And it's been wonderful talking to you. Get out there and do some more gardening and then stop at 5. Because it's got to be, you know, 5 o'clock somewhere. And enjoy that deck and that patio.
That's right. It's mojito time.
It's mojito time. Absolutely. TJ, thank you as always. Wonderful being with you every Saturday. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.